Hi there, my name is Brett.
And I'm Kyle.
And we are starting a podcast that we are calling Cinema Rewind, where we look at great cinema film by film. It's a pretty simple concept. We're going to watch films that are generally regarded as great and discuss them between the two of us. We're going to be putting them in their historical contexts, talk about interesting features of their productions, and then walk through their stories together.
By no means are we professional film critics, obviously. We have day jobs. We just enjoy movies. We have no formal education in film history or mechanics of filmmaking, cinematography, sound, editing, none of that. We just love movies. We love films. We consume a lot of them. And so this is how we're approaching this, just as kind of two regular guys who want to watch some great movies and discuss them together.
That's right. So what we are going to do is start with a very specific project that's going to take us probably quite a while. But let's go ahead and just call this season one. We're going to go through the American Film Institute's 100 Years, 100 Movies, 10th Anniversary List, film by film. So these are considered, among many, the greatest American films ever made. We're going to watch the film, do a little research on our own, and then discuss together our perceptions of what makes these films great. Right. So, Kyle.
Yes.
What is it that makes this project appealing to you?
Yeah, I think when you first approached me about doing this project over the holiday break, I immediately was taken to it because I had looked over the AFI Top 100, 100 Years, 100 Movies list, and I had only seen about a fourth of them, about 25 of the movies. And Kristen actually made fun of me, and she was like,
Kristen, your lovely wife.
Yes, yes, my wife, Kristen. She made fun of me. She said, you call yourself a film fan, but you haven't seen, like, Citizen Kane, the movie that notoriously people call the greatest film ever made? I was like, no, I haven't. And so to me, this was kind of my way to regain or maybe even to earn my cinema respect, so to speak, you know, earn the respect of my fellow movie fans. And so that was very appealing. And then just to see new films that I hadn't seen, branch into areas of film that maybe I'm not necessarily drawn to ordinarily, sure, such as 3 hour long silent films. But yeah, to branch into new areas. So yeah, very appealing.
Yeah, you know, that's great. I don't go to the movies nearly as often as you do, Kyle, these days. I have kids and
Stubbs AMC pass.
I do not have
plug that.
Yes, that's right. Kyle's a big AMC member. You know, I don't get out as much to new movies these days, but I have watched a lot of movies in my past. And my dad is someone who introduced me to older films as a kid. And so I've watched older films all growing up. Those were some of my favorite movies. I've seen quite a bit more of the movies on this list than you have. I think I've seen about 66 before having started this project, which is fine. You know, we have a good friend. Our friend Lisa's already seen like almost 3/4 of them, I think.
Jeez, yeah. We should try and get her on as a guest.
Yeah, she should be a good guest on this. But you know, I'm just excited to kind of go through this. And yeah, when I look at this list, I kind of have four different kinds of movies that I find there. There's the movies I've seen and the movies that I haven't seen, and then the movies I'm excited to watch and those that I am really not excited
that's
to watch.
Film.
I mean, there's the movies that I have seen before that I'm really excited to watch again, and then the movies I've seen before that I was really fine having seen it only once.
Yeah.
And then there's those movies that I've never seen that I am really excited to watch for the first time, and then those movies that I've never seen that I have avoided on purpose.
I can tell you Clockwork Orange. I have never seen it.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to watching it. Yeah. I know it's widely regarded as a great film, but it's going to be hard for me to watch, I think.
Sure, and one that I have seen that I'm not looking forward to watch.
Yeah.
Sophie's Choice. I don't know that I want to watch it again, but I'm going to. I'm going to. I pledge to you today.
We'll get through it.
We'll make it. We may be holding hands through it.
Exactly.
We will get through it. Let's talk for a second here in this introductory podcast about lists and this idea of a film canon of American cinema, because there are some problems that are inherent in lists like this. First is just the historical reality. We're looking at the first 100 years of cinema, and the first 100 years of cinema have a certain look to them. Mm-hmm. We have primarily white men who have been in charge from a production standpoint, from director standpoint, from actors, from an acting standpoint, from a screenwriting, from just the stories that are being told. And so we look at a list like this, and there's a real surprising lack of diversity.
Correct, yeah. When you look specifically at this AFI 100 Years, 100 Movies, 10th Anniversary list, there is only one film by a non-white director, and that is 1989's Do the Right Thing by Spike Lee. It's the only film by a black filmmaker on the list, let alone a non-white. So the only non-white director on the list, and there is also no female directors on this list at all. With the list coming from the American Film Institute, there's also obviously a lack of foreign films. There are some films that were co-produced from the U.S. and I believe Britain.
Right.
But every film on the list is U.S. backed, and that's honestly leaves out a lot of great foreign films that are just incredible movies, but just are left out of this list. So, you know, therein lies some problems with lists and how do you, you know, what do you include on the list? And so if we are fortunate to make it through season one and get into season two, obviously this is something that we would want to look at and address. And hopefully we could do maybe a segment on foreign films, a segment on films from black directors, other diverse populations, and movies from those populations.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, we just want to start someplace, and we felt like this AFI list would be a fine starting point because the reality is these are generally regarded as some of the great films ever made, and so it's going to be a sort of guiding syllabus for us for this, if you will, intro to film class that we are trying to give ourselves. We hope that you'll join us, that as we watch these films, these episodes that we're going to be recording will probably best be received if you have seen the movie. We're going to be talking about every detail of production and story.
Spoiler heavy, y'all.
Lots, of course. These are old movies primarily, so you should have seen them or you will definitely have had your chance.
Yeah.
We're going to be taking this list in reverse order with one exception, which we'll talk about when we get to it. But our first film that we'll be discussing, number 100 on the list, is the epic 1959 William Wyler movie, Ben-Hur. Kyle, had you seen this before we started this project?
I had not seen this movie before we started. Obviously, I had heard about the film. Really, the only thing I knew from the film was the chariot race.
Right.
That's something that's so soaked in popular culture. You know, you see commercials that pay homage to it. You see it replicated in movies,
right,
in you know, Little Rascals, Star Wars, whatever it may be. There are references to that film, but I had not seen it, and
sure.
So it was obviously at the time of recording this, we've seen a couple movies, and so I will save my thoughts for that episode.
There you go. Yes, I had seen this before. This is one of the ones that I have seen. This is my Uncle Max's favorite movie of all time. But we always want to tell you where potentially you can find these movies. This is one that you can find streaming for rent in all of the usual places, you know, YouTube and Apple Video, iTunes. I can't ever remember what that's called. iTunes is what it's called.
Yeah. Which I think iTunes has actually gone away now.
Oh, no,
you know,
no, it's like Apple Movies. Or
I think they do the Apple TV now.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Okay, so you know, you can find it in all those usual places. I might, but it doesn't stream for free anywhere as of this recording. I might recommend that you consider your local library. Your local library will likely have many of the films on this list, and often they will have, you know, DVD copies that have all kinds of bonus features mm-hmm. and really interesting information about them. But I also would encourage you to look into there's a streaming service called Canopy that works with a lot of libraries. Now, we are based in Waco, Texas, and unfortunately, the Waco public libraries do not subscribe to this system. But many libraries do, and you can just use your library card and you can stream movies for free through Canopy, K-A-N-O-P-Y. So that might be something you look into as well to look at these. We're going to be trying to release these movies, our podcast episodes, on a weekly basis. We're going to aim for that. Please bear with us.
We are aiming for a Thursday premiere date for our episodes, and so keep an eye out. We will obviously be putting these out on all of our social media pages. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can find us at Cinema Rewind Pod on all of these sites. Please, please interact with us. Tweet at us. Comment on our pages. Direct message us. We want to interact with you. We want to hear your thoughts on all of these movies that we are watching. You know, that's half the fun about going to the film or going to movies is, you know, standing around in the Galaxy 16 parking lot talking about the film you just watched with your friends. And so we kind of want to replicate that with y'all our social media pages. So definitely we will interact with you. And so follow us, like I said, at Cinema Rewind Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Great. And if you're if you have longer comments that you'd like to share with us, we are all ears. You can also email us at cinemarewindpod@gmail.com. Our theme music is by the incredible John Perdue. Artwork is by our amazing Kristen Howerton. Stay tuned next week, February 17th, for our launch. Episode number one, movie number 100 on this list, Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur, yes. This was just a appetizer, if you will, our introductory episode, but we will hit you with the full main course on February 17th.
All right, we'll see you next time.